the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes and become the world expert on your body. This is hour number two of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. My name is Bridget Tigemeyer, and I am filling in for Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Roizen will be back next week, and as he announced during the first hour, Joe is out sick. And so, Joe, we hope that you're recovering and that you'll be back with us soon. So I sat in for Dr. Roizen a few weeks ago, and it was the first time that I had ever sat in for him. And afterwards, my brother said to me, next time, don't keep the microphone so close to your face, because we could hear you swallowing, and it sounded weird. So tonight, I'm going to be more cognizant of how close my face is to the microphone, so hopefully we'll have a good experience, and you won't have to listen to me swallow. I'm so excited for the lineup this week. There's been a lot of great stories that have come out in the medical news. And you can always ask questions by emailing udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or you can call in at 877-711-5211. You can listen in from radiomd.com, or you can stream us through iHeartRadio. And then there's a number of affiliate stations that carry us throughout the country. So before we get to the top medical news stories of the week, I want to talk about a National Food Day, which was yesterday. October 24th is National Food Day, which is a movement to help Americans become more conscious of their eating habits and to advocate for changes within the food system. So Food Day is a national nonprofit, and they are out of Washington, D.C. They work with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, CSPI. And they try and bring together different communities and inspire Americans to eat real food and to eat just food. So they're advocates of food justice, trying to bring awareness about fair wages for farmers and growing procedures. So there were over 8,000 events that were registered throughout the entire country that were celebrating Food Day. And in Cleveland, we celebrated Food Day through a number of different ways. I worked with the Cleveland Clinic Department of Employee Wellness, Aaron and Jessica, and the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine, and we planned a Cleveland Food Day Festival. And we had about 160 participants and a ton of local food vendors and three speakers. We had Dr. Mark Hyman and Jane Esselstyn, who we interviewed a few weeks ago on the show. She wrote the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook with her mom, Anne Esselstyn. And then Anna Hervois, who owns Anna and the Raw, which is a local juice company in Cleveland. So it was a great event, and I realized when I was putting it all together that the time for change is now, and that people really want to be engaged in the community and healthy events. So I would encourage you, if you are interested in planning your own Food Day event on October 24th next year, to go to Food Day's website, www.foodday.org, and you can either host your own event or reach out to people that are planning events or participate in their Twitter chats, follow them on social media. It's a great way to spread the word about healthy eating in a grassroots type of approach, and it's really fun. Okay, so let's move into the top medical news stories of the week. One of the interesting ones that we were talking about in the first hour with Dr. Roizen, who again isn't here this week, I'm Bridget filling in for him, was a study that was released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they found an increasing rate of girls that are using tanning beds, which obviously puts them at risk for skin cancer. So this study found that approximately 29% of white high school girls are using tanning beds, and that one quarter of white women ages 18 to 34 have used a tanning bed in the past year, which is absolutely crazy. It's mind-blowing to me that so many women are still engaging in indoor tanning when we know that there are very serious health risks that can result from it. And the CDC emphasized how dangerous it is and said that there needs to be more reinforcement within the community about the education efforts that are needed in young adults to reduce the risk of skin cancer, because indoor tanning is directly associated with a much higher risk of skin cancer, especially for Caucasian females. So I admit that when I was in high school, I tanned, and my mom, I would lie to her about tanning, which was obviously not a good decision. But fortunately, my mom was a huge proponent of me not tanning and made sure that I stopped. And I think that it's really important for parents to do the same thing, because there's so many consequences associated with it. Okay, and then we're going to move on to another really sad story about something unrelated to tanning, but very eye-opening. The CDC announced this past week that 10 times as many people are being infected with Lyme disease as we previously thought. The previous estimate was about 30,000 cases per year, but now the CDC is estimating that there's approximately 300,000 cases of Lyme disease every year. And the majority of these cases are found in the Northeast Ohio and the Upper Midwest. And we know that it's a tremendous public health problem in the United States, and that there is a definite need for prevention. And they talked about in the CDC report that we need to move to a broader approach to tick reduction, involving communities to combat this public health problem, because we know that the tick bites are what causes the transmission of Lyme disease into the human. And we know too that part of the reason that we underestimated the number of cases is because some were going unreported. And so in order for us to continue looking at Lyme disease and to fund research studies on the disease, increasing the number of cases that are being reported is going to be really important, because we know that the larger number of people that are affected by illnesses or diseases, the more money that we're able to spend on the research component of finding out how we can prevent it. And so that's obviously really important, and a very startling report from the CDC this week. Another report that is on a much lighter note than both of those stories is about fitness trackers, making you more aware of the steps and your daily activity. So for years, Dr. Roizen has been stressing the importance of getting 10,000 steps a day and to track that using a pedometer. And he worked with other Cleveland Clinic employees to incorporate pedometers into the employee health plan. So Cleveland Clinic employees, now they wear Pebbles to track their steps, but previously we had pedometers to track the amount of steps, and we were supposed to get 10,000 steps a day. So research shows that although there's now a bunch of high-tech pedometers that are flooding the market, that the low-tech basic pedometers are just as effective with behavior change. And we know that awareness is one of the most critical components of it, and it's why it makes these fitness trackers effective, because it makes people aware of it. It allows you to set goals for increasing your number of steps that you're getting. And it helps with improving the steps. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. When we come back, we'll talk about more exciting stories from the news of the week. You can also email your questions to udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We will be right back. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure, and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality. With NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
Our moms, our sisters, our friends. Nearly 300,000 women in America will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. But with ongoing research and increased awareness, the chance for survival keeps growing. Hi, I'm Wanda Sykes. Join me in helping the Safeway Foundation and Stand Up to Cancer fund important breast cancer research. Learn more about breast cancer risk and prevention and how you can support research at SafewayFoundation.org. Together, we carry the future.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back with you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And I'm Bridget Tidgemeier, filling in for Dr. Roizen. You can listen to us on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, our affiliate stations in Jacksonville and Tampa, Florida, and other stations throughout the country. So let's get back to the top medical news of the week. We were talking about pedometers and maybe not needing a high-tech pedometer and being able to use the low-tech pedometers to track your steps. So there's a number of really high-tech options on the market, including Fitbit and Jawbone. But it's interesting that they've found in studies that the low-tech pedometers can be just as effective, because it's the awareness piece that's the most important for people to realize how many steps they're taking and to set goals for getting to 10,000 steps before they fall asleep. And they actually, research has shown that pedometers help people improve their steps. There was a big study that was done in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they examined 26 studies that involved almost 3,000 people, and they found that pedometer users increased their physical activity by 26.9% over baseline, which is that 30% that Dr. Roizen had referenced in the first hour when I had initially guessed that people increased their activity by 60%. So I was a little overeager with my estimate, but it's actually 26.9%. that your physical activity can be increased. And the steps, if you have a high-tech tracker like a Fitbit or a Jawbone, they have found that the steps are the most accurate piece of those high-tech devices, and that ultimately the success of all of the products come from empowering users to accurately see their overall health and to trend their fitness over time. Which actually leads me to the next story about tuning into your body and being more aware of your health, and it can actually make you healthier. So they did this really interesting study that was released this past week, and they looked at, they found that people who are mindful, that scored high on mindful tests, that they had better health outcomes. So the researchers said that self-aware people have better heart health and they have higher heart healthy indicators. So the study included 382 people, and the researchers measured their level of mindfulness. They looked at the dispositional mindfulness, which is the type when you're a person who's extremely aware and attentive to exactly how you're feeling and what thoughts are going through your head at any moment in time. And the results were really cool. They found that people with high mindfulness scores had an 83% greater prevalence of good cardiovascular health. And what they also found is that the people that scored highest with the best mindfulness scores had a higher score of cardiovascular health indicators. And they looked at the 7 health cardiovascular health indicators from the American Heart Association, which include smoking, physical activity, healthy body mass index, consumption of fruits and vegetables, maintaining good cholesterol, blood pressure, and also fasting blood glucose levels. And so they found that these people had better markers of all of these things when they were also very mindful, and the association appeared to be the strongest for factors that included smoking, body mass index, fasting glucose, and physical activity. So what the researchers concluded is that increasing our awareness and our mindfulness could help impact a person's health. And they were talking about whether mindfulness can be taught, which I believe that it can be. A lot of times when I'm working with our patients in the Center for Functional Medicine, I explain to them that mindfulness, meditation, incorporating mindful breathing into your day is all a matter of practicing it. It's like any other sport or any other habit that or skill that you're trying to develop, where it requires a lot of practice and it can be difficult to jump into when you're not used to doing so. So I would encourage the audience to to consider trying to incorporate more activities that help increase mindfulness, because we know that mindful breathing can make you more aware of what's going on around you internally, and that practices like yoga, that's one of the main benefits, or a huge benefit that comes out of it, is being more mindful, being more self-aware, and being more in tune with your breath, your posture, and your mind and your thoughts. So I think that's a really cool story. That was one of my favorites from this week. Sonar, do you use any mindful techniques?
Yes, I do. I usually do it in the morning.
Do you?
Yep.
For how long?
Gotta give the first 10 minutes to yourself.
I completely agree with that. I often recommend that to our patients. Sonar's our engineer that's with us every week, and so we want a lot of his input since I'm flying solo this hour.
The way I look at it is meditation is like every thought throughout the day is adding another string or another line to the knot that's in your head already. If you just take 10 minutes and just straighten out all of those strings, it doesn't look so clustered.
Wow, that's such a good way to put it. I completely agree. I also think that it helps a lot because so much of our day is focused on giving to other people. That's what I find a lot in our patients, specifically our female patients, where they always talk about how they focus so much of their energy on pleasing everyone else around them. I think
it's
a caregiver
syndrome, isn't it?
Yes.
Worry about
that they never
else's
take
health.
Time. Yeah, that they never take time to think about themselves. So that's awesome that you do that. I think that it's really helpful. At least that's what we've seen in our patients, and that's what they found in this study. So that's cool. What about tea, Sonar? Do you drink any tea?
Yes, I do. I try to get at least 3 cups in a day.
Wow. I'm so
impressed.
That's it.
I've been the producer long enough. I got to learn something.
That's true. Over the commercial break, Sonar was talking about how he's picked up so many things that he never thought that he would by working on the radio show. Which is good, and like Dr. Roizen said in the first hour, that Joe Galuski has picked up a lot of tips for himself and his personal care as he's going through his own health problems. So hopefully that's going to help him further along his journey to healing.
Well, I heard 3 to 4 cups a day helps with hypertension, a whole bunch of anxiety and stuff, but you have to start with a regimen. It doesn't just happen overnight. You have to do it over a course of about 2 weeks or so, and it starts actually bringing down a lot of your stress levels.
Wow, Sonar, you are like so on key right now. So this new study that just came out this past week is found almost exactly what you just said. So you're ahead of the researchers in knowing this. They looked at 25 randomized control trials and explored the association between drinking tea and blood pressure. And they found, just as Sonar just said, that in the short term, tea didn't seem to make a difference on the participants' blood pressure. But long-term tea intake had a significant impact. So when people were drinking tea for after 12 weeks, they found that there was an average blood pressure decline by 2.6 for the systolic blood pressure, and which is the top number, and then 2.2 for the diastolic. And they found that green tea was the most effective and that black tea was the second most effective, and they found no difference between caffeinated and decaffeinated tea. We'll be right back after the commercial. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Roizen. Thank you for listening. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I am Bridget Tickemeyer filling in for Dr. Mike, who was here the first hour, and now he's off to another event. He's a very busy man, and he's hard to keep up with. But it's good. It keeps me on my toes. So anyways, I'm filling in for Dr. Roizen, and this is the second hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We've been discussing the top medical news stories of the week, and you can always email us with questions at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And let's dive back into some of the stories. So this was another interesting one about sleep for teenagers and the hard lessons that a lot of teenagers throughout the United States are learning from not sleeping enough. Less than 20% of high schoolers from a 2006 poll by the National Sleep Foundation are getting enough sleep on school nights. And then they conducted another study in Fairfax, Virginia, that found only 6% of kids in the 10th grade and only 3% of kids in the 12th grade get the recommended amount of sleep. And the recommended amount of sleep is about 8 to 9 hours of sleep per night. They also found, this is awful, they found 2 in 3 teens were severely sleep deprived and lost 2 or more hours of sleep every night. So sleep is a huge issue for Americans, and it can cause a lot of problems for our health in general, and I think that sometimes those problems are overlooked because we just go to drinking more caffeine and standing in line for Starbucks, which at the Cleveland Clinic main campus is usually about a 10-minute wait for the Starbucks every day. It's one of the busiest Starbucks in the entire country. And so lack of sleep is a huge concern, especially in teenagers when their brains are still developing. And we know that research has shown insufficient sleep in adolescence increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. And then in addition to that, it's linked to sleep deprivation is linked to risk-taking behavior. It also has been associated with depression and suicide attempts. It's linked to a nearly threefold increased risk of suicide attempts and car accidents as well. Last night at the Food Day Festival, when Dr. Mark Hyman was speaking, he was talking about how not sleeping enough is basically the same as being drunk or over-consuming alcohol, because your brain functions in the same exact way when you are hungover as it does when you are sleep-deprived.
After 72 hours of being deprived of sleep, you have the same brain functions as if you were on LSD.
Wow, that's a great statistic.
And a lot of what's causing some of these ADHD diagnoses is because of sleep deprivation, because when you're deprived of sleep, you show the same agitiveness and fidgetiness that you would have if you were having ADHD, some of the same symptoms.
Yeah, no, that's so great. Thank you, Sonar. It also, when you look at the increased risk of obesity, makes sense because we know that when you're not sleeping enough, it can change the way that your body produces hormones that help regulate how much food you consume. So it increases your likelihood of eating high-calorie, high-fat, high-sugar foods. Research studies have actually shown that people are more likely to choose those types of empty calorie foods that have no nutrients and a lot of calories, a lot of fat and sugar, when they are sleep deprived compared to when they have slept enough and are in control. And that's because it increases the it decreases the good hormone leptin, which helps us regulate the amount of food that we're eating, and it increases ghrelin, which is the bad hormone, and it causes us to eat more. So it throws off your circadian rhythm, and it increases throws off that hormone balance.
Well, Bridget, we're creatures of habit, so our body adjusts to whatever habit that we're trying to make. So if we only get about the 5 hours of sleep, it messes with our metabolism, it messes with our brain waves, it'll throw our entire body into that cycle that we're really not designed to be in.
Right. No, that's so true. Just like eating excess empty calories from fast food restaurants, we're not designed to be doing that, but it's the power of habit. I've actually been reading the book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I just read the second chapter. My grandpa recommended it to me because his primary care physician recommended it to him. And it talks a lot about how much our individual habits are or our individual lifestyle choices are driven purely just by habits. And while the old habits that we have remain patterns in our brain and our basal ganglia, we know that you can create new patterns, and if you're consistent enough with them, then they can be powerful enough to override the old habits that you have.
Oh, exactly. It takes, what, 27 days to create a new habit or break a habit, and it, if you look at it as smoking cessation, after about 3 days, the nicotine's completely out of your system. So any of those other urges that you have are all mental urges, where you get in the car and you light up a cigarette, or after a meal you light up a cigarette, or, right. It's been an hour, so I guess I got to go outside and have a cigarette. It becomes more of a muscle memory kind of habit instead of of that fix or that Jones that you're having.
Yes. No, it's so true. You're so right. So back to the conclusions from the sleep study, or from the sleep report, the researchers recommend that pediatricians and parents in schools pay more attention to the sleep of your adolescents, and that you also try to have electronic curfews for your children. So at a certain time, typically we recommend 2 to 3 hours before your child is getting into bed, if that's possible, to have them shut down any iPads, TVs, electronics, because we know that that blue light from the electronics can be very stimulating. In addition to the TV and the entertainment factor stimulating your brain as well.
Do you have a two-hour curfew, Bridget?
Oh, well, so I don't watch TV, but I don't turn my phone off 2 hours before I go to bed, if that counts.
Still sending in your last tweets before your head hits the pillow.
Yes, all my tweets that I do. Do you have a curfew for your electronics?
I like to at least try to get an hour of just paper book reading.
Yeah, that's what I encourage a lot of our patients to do that come in reporting that they're having problems with sleep. That's one of the first things that I recommend to them, because we see so many people that can't sleep through the night. They can fall asleep, but then they wake up to go to the bathroom and they can't fall asleep and they're laying in bed. And definitely reading a book before you go to bed, practicing those mindful breathing techniques that we talked about when we were talking about being mindful of your health, are two really great things. Epsom salt baths also work well. But definitely work with your kids to try and ingrain a regular routine for sleep, because that's so important to establish at a young age, and it's going to decrease their likelihood of car accidents, risk of suicide, depression, obesity, all of these things that parents would be concerned with for their children. We're going to go to break. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Mike Roizen. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
to your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Bridget Tegemeyer, filling in for Dr. Mike, who will be back next week. As I said, he's a very, very busy man, and he was off to his next speech of trying to convince people that everyone gets a do-over. He was practicing on me before he left, and he said, "You get a do-over! You get a do-over! You get a do-over!" So that's apparently the message of the day. You get a do-over. Since we won't have his relationship of the week, that will be his relationship of the week. You get a do-over, and the number one way to do that is to grab a buddy. According to Dr. Roizen, that's the pep talk he gave me right before he left. Okay, so let's get back to the top medical news of the week. I talked about Food Day being on October 24th nationally every year. And so CSPI, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, put out this awesome article about the top 10 foods to avoid on Food Day. And I think it's safe to say every day of the year, because these are 10 of the most awful foods, if you're looking in terms of the nutritional value, that you could probably find. So I'm going to go through their list with you, because some of these are absolutely absurd and show the need for a change in the food system, a change or a shift that's more towards companies being responsible for the foods and ingredients that they're putting into their food, consumers being responsible for reading the nutrition facts label, for eating more whole foods and less processed foods, and for the government to be regulating these food industries instead of allowing everyone to throw whatever into their food products. So the first one is a product by Stouffer's, Stouffer's Satisfying Servings, the White Meat Chicken Pot Pie. It claims to only have 590 calories and 13 grams of saturated fat and 930 milligrams of sodium. So let me emphasize, it says only 590 calories and 13 grams of saturated fat and 930 milligrams of sodium, but that's a lot, and that's not even for the entire pie, that's for half of the pie. So if you eat the entire pie, which is probably fairly common for most people, you end up with 1,180 calories, which is over half of the amount that's recommended for the general human, 26 grams of saturated fat, which is more than one day's worth of recommended saturated fat, and 1,860 milligrams of sodium, which is so high for one little pot pie. The next one is the Five Guys hamburger with no toppings. It has 700 calories and 20 grams of saturated fat, which is one full day's worth. And it has, if you get French fries, that adds 950 calories for just their regular fries. Or if you were to opt for the large, that would be 1,310 calories for the large fry, which is absolutely disgusting. And it shouldn't even be allowed, and the company should be embarrassed, in my opinion. Then the third one is Campbell's regular condensed soup. It has 810 milligrams of sodium, but that's just for one cup. So if you're to eat the whole can of soup, it contains 2,030 milligrams of sodium, which is more than most adults should be consuming. 50% of Americans should be consuming about 1,500 milligrams of sodium. The next one was shocking to me, the Chipotle chicken burrito. And that's if you have it on the tortilla with rice, pinto beans, cheese, chicken, sour cream, and salsa. So that's why this calorie count is so high. It's 1,020 calories and 16 grams of saturated fat and 2,400 milligrams of sodium. But the nice thing about Chipotle is that you can build your bowl or build your burrito to be more healthy. And so obviously the one tip would be to not get the tortilla. I would opt for the black beans instead of the pinto beans, because the pinto beans are cooked in pork fat, at least they were the last time that I was looking into Chipotle, which was a few months ago. And to not choose the sour cream, to get the pico de gallo and all of the awesome sauces that they have, and then opt for it without cheese as well, and that can substantially reduce your calorie intake. And then you can also get the brown rice instead of the white rice, and then just get a bowl or a salad.
Bridget, you're knocking out my favorite food groups, burritos and pot pies.
Well, Sonar, I'm sorry, but they are not doing you any justice.
Why so much sodium? Why is everybody putting so much sodium in everything?
Because they know that it tastes good. They obviously have a strategy behind it. I mean, the food industry and food companies know more about the behavioral chain or the behavioral impact on how to get people hooked than even scientists and nonprofits. Like, the nonprofit world is so behind, and I'm including hospitals in that, the food industry, because just like the tobacco industry, they've known for so long exactly what hooks people, and that's why they've been able to effectively market their products.
Betraying the rest of our bodies? Is that what you think is happening?
Our eyes and our tongues, yes. And then, I mean, there's like a lot of influence from the marketing that goes into it. I mean, when I interned at CSPI, they had Michelle Kwan, who was recently endorsing, it was around the time of the Winter Olympics, and she was endorsing Coca-Cola, even though she's on the President's Council, which is an appointed position for athletes to promote health to youth.
But well, on Donald the other sponsors side, sponsors the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the money and the politics. So we don't have very much longer, but I'll just get to the fifth, which is the chocolate tower truffle cake from the Cheesecake Factory. It has 1,900 calories, 3 days worth of saturated fat, 62 grams, which comes basically from the chocolate, the sugar, the cream, the white flour, and the butter. Basically a cake filled with a high risk of heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. So there you have it. That's the list. And how much time do we have, Sonar? Okay. So that's all I've got for you for today. We've run out of time. But thank you so much for tuning in to hour number two of You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
If you had to add one thing, Bridget, to that list, what would you add?
To the list of
Foods to avoid.
Oh, that's a really good question. I would have to say Pop-Tarts or any breakfast food that's very high in refined carbohydrates that has no nutritional value, because it's the worst way to start out your day. You're starting out your day on a horrible note, and breakfast, making it healthy, is so important. Thank you so much to Sonar for great engineering and participation. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Michael Roizen, who will be back next week. Thank you for listening, and stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.